today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamu alaikum. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about to enjoy worship. Salamu alaikum. Today, Tuesday, is the 21st of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verses 17 to 18 of chapter Az-Zumar from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. والذين اجتنبوا الطاغوت أن يعبدوها وأنابوا إلى الله لهم البشرى فبشر عباد.
But those who have avoided طاغوت, lest they worship it, and turned back to Allah, for them are good tidings. So give good tidings to my servants.
الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه أولئك الذين هداهم الله وأولئك هم أولو الألباب.
Who listen to speech and follow the best of it, those are the ones Allah has guided, and those are people of understanding.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One of the characteristics of sincere believers and God's servants is their avoidance from false deities, since it is a prelude to attentiveness to Allah. These verses compare and contrast biased and obdurate polytheists for whom hellfire is in store with trust-seeking servants of Allah. It is worthy of note that worshipping taghut and oppression is not restricted to bowing down and prostration in worship, but it includes any kind of obedience as well.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
We want to speak about to enjoy worship. Muslims consider their earthly existence as temporary and prepare for the real life ahead, the eternal life of the hereafter. As Allah clearly states in the Holy Quran, He creates death and life to test you as to which of you is best indeed. Chapter 67, verse 2. Salvation in Islam is connected with doing good deeds and refraining from bad ones. One who excels in goodness will be rewarded generously, but one whose evils outweigh his virtues will be punished. The fear of accountability and hope for Allah's mercy in the afterlife inspires Muslims to be merciful of Allah in their daily lives, encouraging them to more fully worship Him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, today we are going to talk about how we can enjoy our worship and the acts of worship. So the person should think that he is in prayer and he should try to remove the scattered thoughts from his mind. He should be determined to be careful during the prayers. And if any other thought come to him as soon as he realizes it, he should try to free himself from the trap of those thoughts, are again among other factors that actually helps the person to find this beauty and sweetness of the prayers. It is also very useful to understand the joy of worship, the pleasure of worship. What has been said in the recommendations of the Islamic scholars that they usually focus on obliging ourselves to some acts of arba'in, that is to perform one act of worship for 40 consecutive days. For example, to ask ourselves to perform, for example, 40 times of Salatul Ja'far. Salat is a recommended prayer that you can easily find that in Mafatihul Jinan. So obliging ourselves to perform it for 40 consecutive days is among the one actual factors that is usually recommended by the scholars of Akhlaq to taste the beauty of the beauty and joy of worship.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
This is today's special, which tells you know your limits. When it comes to worship, it is also necessary to know our limits. We don't have to do everything on the list. If it's easy for you to fast, then you can keep several sunnah fasts throughout the month or year. However, if fasting is really difficult for you, maybe you can find another form of worship that brings you closer to Allah. Maybe you can give extra charity, or it is easy for you to wake up at night for prayer. Know yourself. Know what you can do to become more beloved to our merciful Lord. You don't have to overburden yourself with those sunnah acts of worship that bring difficulty to you. It's time to look at a way to get closer to Allah, and that is increasing remembrance and worshiping of Allah. In chapter 29 of the Holy Quran, verse 45, Allah says, "Recite what is sent of the book by inspiration to thee and establish a regular prayer. For prayer restrains from shameful and unjust deeds, and remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing in life without doubt, and Allah knows the deeds that you do." Not only should we establish regular prayers, we should do extra prayers beyond what is obligatory, or nawafil prayer or deeds. Allah tells us that those who do nawafil prayers will be able to do great things, and if we ask for something, He will give it to us and protect us. Glorify Allah with dhikr after your prayer and make dua or supplications every time you want to talk. Allah will always listen when others want. Open your heart to Him and glorify Him and make istighfar or repentance regularly. When you are in sujood or prostrating in your prayers, let it all out. Cry if you feel the need to and stay in that position as long as you need to. Allah listens to His believers in sujood and He's ever most merciful. You will start to see a change in your life and more closeness to Him.
One day a man comes to Al-Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, and he asks him, he says, "What is the nature of this God that you describe? Tell me about God." So the Imam says to him, he says, "Have you ever been on a boat, a ship, sailing on the water?" He says, "Yes." He said, "Have you ever been on a damaged boat?" He said, "Yeah, I've been on a damaged boat." He said, "Have you been on a boat that is so damaged that it could not be repaired and it could not be towed and you could not swim to safety if it drowned?" He said, "Yes." He says, I've been in a situation like that." He said, "Then what do you call on, or who do you call on in that moment?" He said, "What you call on or who you call on at that moment where you have no other options in front of you. You know that no mortal being can come to your aid, that is God for you. So whatever the person yearns for, whatever their heart calls for at the times of desperation, at times of need, that is that person's God. It's what they've devoted themselves to. It's what they worshiped." See, the Quran gives us an example, and that is the example of Fir'aun. What did Fir'aun say, or what did he profess at the time of his death? Chapter 10, verses 90 and 92 say the following. He said, "قَالَ آمَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلِ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ." Finally, as he was crossing the sea, and as the waves came crashing down on him, he professed for the first time in his life, he said, "I believe." But what did he say, "I believe" in? Even the sentence of "I believe" was incomplete. He didn't say, "La ilaha illallah." He said, "Amantu annahu," "I believe that there is." "La ilaha illa alladhi amanat bihi banu Israel." There is no God except for the one that Banu Israel is worshipping. Whatever they're worshipping, it's working for them. It'll probably work for me too. It was not from a place of sincerity. He could not even say the word Allah. He could not even say the word Allah.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic, I mean enjoying worshipping Allah, on the next episode of today's special. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
from you. Yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark.